Hello. And after a bit of a hiatus, you're very welcome to another season of The Others, the Alan Kinsella podcast, where I look at small parties, groups and independents who've contested Irish elections over the years. So I've plenty more in store. I've done a good bit of research and there's lots more groups and individuals, etc. to cover. Well, this week, I'm covering Ronald Smith, who contested the 1987 and 1989 general elections in Louth under the moniker of God for Bible readings in the Dáil. I'm also covering briefly the 1985 local elections campaign by Andrew Tracy, running for Midleton UDC. If you want to contact me, I'm on Election Lit at Twitter, Irish Political Ephemera on Facebook, IrishElectionLiterature@gmail.com, IrishElectionLiterature.com. And if you're really stuck, I'm on Election Lit on TikTok and Instagram as well. If you like an episode, tell your friends, share it on social media, and subscribe to the podcast. And especially thanks to those who subscribe to the podcast, and of course to those who subscribe to the Patreon. It's patreon.com/electionlit. Thanks very much. And as I say, there's more episodes on the way in due course. Thanks. Pick up any 1987 election supplement and one thing will stand out. Well, those things will stand out, obviously, it's the PD's first elections and so on. But in it, you'll see the guy, you know, the acronyms for the parties, like FF, Fianna Fáil, FG, Fine Gael, and so on. And you'll see God for Bible readings in the Dáil, which was the mantle taken up by Ronald Smith, who ran in Louth in the 1987 and 1989 general election. It was an unusual policy and an unusual name, God. Unusual name to have on the list of candidates. I don't know if he was God on the actual ballot paper, but certainly in the newspapers and so on, he had the God beside him with for Bible readings in the Dáil. Ronald seeks a vote for God. A man claiming to represent God is to ask down-to-earth voters for their support in the general election. Ronald Smith from Dublin Road, Drogheda, is anxious that other politicians know more about the words of the Bible. He is campaigning in the marginal four-seat Louth constituency on the basis that a vote for him is a vote for God. A 28-year-old former army man, he is unemployed. Bible man to contest election. A Drogheda man, who has described his party manifesto as the Bible, is to contest the forthcoming general election in the Louth constituency. He is Ron Smith of 28 Dublin Road, Drogheda, and he paid his £100 nomination fee at the County Registrar's office in Dundalk on Tuesday. "What we need in the Dáil is a voice shouting out, 'What does it say in the Bible?'" Mr. Smith, who is married, said. The latest candidate to join the list of Louth candidates, Mr. Smith, left the Irish Army in 1982 and is currently on the dole. "It took me a long time to save up for my nomination fee," he said. Ronald P. Smith, the Drogheda candidate who claims to represent God, said this week that the people of County Louth were on trial during this election, stating that he did not care whether he got 61,991 votes or none at all. Mr. Smith said that there had been some misunderstanding of his campaign so far. "Some people thought that he was putting himself and God on trial by running, In fact, it's the people of Louth, and particularly Drogheda, who are on trial here. I will not be a loser, and certainly God will not. Mr. Smith from Dublin Road, Drogheda, describes his political manifesto as the Bible, and says that what is needed in the Dáil is somebody shouting out what is written in the Bible. He left the Irish Army in 1982 and is currently on the Dáil. He said that a voice was needed in the Dáil asking, what does it say in the Bible? His campaign was got a bit of ridicule, and even some of the papers, he made the sports sections. Louth and Ron on Mission Impossible. Louth have probably a better chance of gaining promotion to Division 2 of the National Football League than Ron Smith has of winning a Louth constituency seat in the general election. But that, in the words of the poet, what poet, is not saying much. Ron Smith, he's the chap who says what he is doing is for God. His sacrifice, however, is still likely to cost him a oncer, which to those not familiar with the jargon sometimes heard in the dog track is £100. So, Louth GAA's... the Louth Gaelic football team were being compared with Ron Smith's chances. That 1987 general election came along and Smith polled 86 votes. He actually finished ahead of Charles Ross, an independent, and Barbara Hyland as well, who polled 66 and 65 votes. Unfortunately, he was eliminated along with Ross, Hyland, and Donica McRagnell of the Workers' Party. So we don't know where his transfers, where the bulk of his transfers would have gone. Or indeed, if they were non-transferable. Later that year, though, Smith was in the news again. A court bond would break promise to God. A Drogheda man who refused to agree to be bound to the peace for 1 year because the bond would break a promise he made to God was sentenced to 1 month in prison in a Drogheda court. Ron Smith, 28, Milro Drogheda, was bound to the peace for 2 years in his own bond of £50 and an independent surety of £250 at Drogheda Court 2 weeks ago, after he admitted he intended to smash statues outside St. Peter's Church. At that time, Justice Flann Brennan sentenced the former general election candidate Smith to 5 days imprisonment if he did not enter into the bond. But this week, Justice Fitzpatrick increased that sentence to 1 month. Superintendent Jack Keogh told the court that he had spoken to Smith and he had refused to enter into the bond. Smith said, I cannot enter into the bond because that would break my promise to God and I am not prepared to do that. However, a few weeks later, statues threat man signs court bond. Drogheda man who threatened to smash statues outside St. Peter's Church to fulfil a promise he had made to God agreed last week to enter a bond to keep the peace and be of good behaviour for the next 2 years. Ron Smith had refused several weeks earlier in the district court to enter the bond because he said it would break a promise to God. At the time, he was sentenced to a month's imprisonment by Justice Fitzpatrick for his refusal. But when he appeared before last week's district court, Smith told Justice F. Brennan that he had changed his mind. I want to enter a bond at this stage and I would like to apologise for the court for any contempt earlier on. The justice extended the time allowed for entering the bond and Smith then signed it. The justice explained that he was bound to keep the peace for the next 2 years and Smith replied, I understand that and thank you very much. At an earlier court hearing, Smith said that there was no room for statues in God's kingdom. It was said that Bishop James Lennon, parish priest of St. Peter's Parish, was very worried over Smith's threat to break the statues. A few months later, Smith was in the news yet again. Man barred from frightening churchgoers. Bishop James Lennon was granted an injunction against Ron Smith, Milro Drogheda, at the local court, restraining him from frightening people going into St. Peter's Church in West Street. Following a claim on behalf of the bishop that Mr. Smith's activities on the steps of the church were frightening to people trying to go into the church and particularly to elderly people, An interlocutory injunction was granted to the Bishop, Cardinal Thomas O'Fee, and Father Páirg Murphy, CC. The injunction restrains him from attending on the steps of St. Peter's for any purpose other than entering or leaving the church. It also restrains him from gesticulating on the steps in any manner which would be frightening to people going into the church. However, Judge M.P. Smith informed him that he can use the steps during the hours the church is locked, and Mr. Smith was informed of those times while he was in court. However, he was told that he would not be allowed to continue reading children's stories on the steps of the church on Saturday afternoons. The court was told that Bishop Lennon was extremely reluctant to take legal action, but matters had gone so far he felt he would have to do something. It was claimed that Mr. Smith's activities on the steps were frightening people who were trying to go into the church, and particularly elderly people. Ron Smith proposed, considering the fact that the church is locked at various times, people would not be trying to enter and I could not be frightening them. I propose that I confine myself to using the steps when the doors are closed. Judge Smith agreed with this proposal, and a list of times when the church is closed was provided in court. They are between 8 p.m. and 8:30 a.m. each night, except for Saturday night, Sunday morning, because the church opens at 7:30 on Sunday morning. In 1989, in the general election of 1989, Ron Smith was running again in Louth. Ron Smith, party, age 30, resides in Drogheda, occupation unemployed, served in the Irish Army until 1982. Stood in his first election in the 1987 Doyle election and received the third lowest total with 86 votes. Although short on canvassing, is once again going forward on the God issue, to bring the voice of God to the floor of Doyle Éireann. He is putting himself forward as God's candidate, and part of his manifesto is support the Bible. Drogheda man Ron Smith, who is contesting the general election in Louth's constituency, said he is standing in support of the Bible. Mr. Smith, who polled 86 votes when he stood for election for the first time in 1987, has called for the return of the birch and strong leadership for the country. People ask me how I can claim to represent God. I feel that I can represent God because I interpret the Bible to my own personal understanding, while others interpret it as they are told to, Ron of Old Mill Row said. Mr. Smith also expressed concern about the country's judicial system. At the moment, my information is that it costs £1,400 to keep one person in prison for a week. In support of the Bible, I would advocate a cheaper form of punishment, birching. It would save taxpayers' money. The voters went to the polls again. And actually, there was two elections on that day in 1989. There was European and general elections. And this time, Ronald Smith polled 159 votes, almost doubling his tally from 1987. There was some talk that Smith might stand again in the Drogheda Corporation elections. They were originally due for 1991, got postponed and postponed and postponed until 1994. And as far as I'm aware, he never stood again. Away from Ronald Smith, in 1985, in Middleton, UDC, a 19-year-old student called Andrew Tracy decided he would run for the youth vote. And he ran on a platform of various things for young people in the town. Now, as far as I'm aware, Tracy is the only person to have got 0 votes in an election. And in that 1985 election for Middleton UDC, he got 0 votes. UCC commerce student Andrew Tracy will go down in election history as the only election candidate to have got no votes. Mr. Tracy, age 19, could not even vote for himself, as he and his family live outside the urban area. He actually finished up with just one vote, transferred to him from Noel Collins' surplus, and he was eliminated, therefore, on the second count. So, I'm pretty sure he's the only person to have got no votes in an Irish election. I know there's people in the UK, and there was a Tusk candidate, TUSC, who got no votes. And there are often tales of people with people getting one or two votes when they've promises from wives, children, brothers, sisters, parents, and so on. And can't understand how they got so few votes. But I think Andrew Tracy in 1985 is the only case of somebody getting no votes in an election in the Republic of Ireland. Now, I'd stand to be corrected. And if you have any information, do please let me know. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks to everybody who subscribed to the podcast. If you haven't done, please do. Thanks especially to those who subscribe to the Patreon. And there'll be plenty more to come over the next while. Thanks.